Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, 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 welcome in to a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. And we're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studio.
We'll do it live!
Thank you, Bill. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and over 10,000 recommended installers.
Wow!
TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. And oh, what a show we have for you today. A lot of good stuff to get to on this Friday and a lot of stuff to tackle. I can't wait. And my old podcast partner, and everybody knows him because he's on the radio, on Fox Sports Radio on the weekends, TJ Houshmandzadeh, filling in for Chris. What's up, TJ?
Man, Rob, how you doing, baby? Should have had me on all week, man.
No
disrespect to the guys that were on all week, but I'm just saying.
No, you know what? That could have easily worked. You know, we had a great podcast, the Lemon Pepper Parlay, right? We got together. We used to do
killed
that.
Killed it all year.
No doubt. I know you did. And I wound up having to pay you on the bet. But, TJ, this was like Cincinnati week. Wednesday, I had Andy Furman from Fox Sports Radio. Yesterday, David Justice, who never played for the Reds but is from Cincinnati. And, of course, your career, where you were drafted and played big time, played big time football for the Cincinnati Bengals in Cincinnati. Tell everybody really quickly what that town is like.
Oh, I love Cincinnati, man. It was it's a sports town. If you rolling, and right now, the Reds and Ellie De La Cruz are rolling. The Bengals been rolling, going to keep rolling. If they stay that way, Cincinnati is the town to be in. But from when I first got to Cincinnati, I enjoyed my time. I enjoyed my time going back. The people still show me love. I go anywhere in Cincinnati, man, and it's always love. It doesn't matter where I'm at down. It does not matter, man. Wherever I go in Cincinnati, the people show me love. I love the city.
No, no doubt. And you know me. That was where my career took off as the first black beat writer to cover the Cincinnati Reds for the Cincinnati Inquirer back in 1991, TJ. It was,
man,
a
Rob,
long time ago.
I used to just be in the hood, man, just giving kids tickets to games, bro. No publicity, never put it out there. Just, hey, y'all want to go to the game this weekend? Here's some tickets. Oh, y'all want to go to the game? I used to just do it. No publicity, no nothing.
Nothing, right? You were just doing it to do it, no
yeah,
doubt.
Yeah, just doing it for kids that couldn't afford to go to games. I did that for so many years. Chad started doing it. We did that a lot, man, with obviously it was no social media, but we wanted no publicity, never got it. But we just did it for the kids in that area because that's just who we were.
No doubt. All right. Well, we got a fantastic show. Let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G is our producer. Alex is our engineer. Elijah is our social media guru. And on the update, Steve DeSager on this funky flashback Friday.
Hey,
Alex will have all kinds of great tunes during the breaks, as we head to the break, I should say. But let's start here, TJ. The big news in the sports world, maybe not in most people's minds, is Messi, the most famous soccer player ever in the world, is making his debut in Miami. And in the soccer world, it's a big deal. When he signed there, it was a big deal. It was like when Wayne Gretzky got traded to the Kings. I mean, it was of that epic proportion. And people who are in the know and love soccer, this is a big night because Messi has come and is going to play in the United States and play in Miami. And it was so much fanfare and all that about it. And it's interesting to see how many people will tune in and what kind of impact it'll have here. But TJ, let me go here. First, I'll ask you, how much do you know about Messi? Are you into soccer at all? You have kids. Most kids nowadays have played soccer. Are you into soccer at all?
I am into soccer. I'm not going to sit up here and act like I watch the Premier League and things of that nature and MLS, but I have some buddies that play soccer. But TJ is watching the World Cup. I'm not worried about no Messi today. I'm watching the United States of America women's national team. I'm watching us play Vietnam. Now, I know we start at 6, and Messi's game, I believe, with Miami starts at 5. But if I'm watching soccer, I'm watching the U.S. national team today. Just bad timing for them.
Yeah, but there are a lot of people, I hear you, and the U.S. team, women's team, but Messi, of course, is a big story. They say he's going to come off the bench. He's not starting, but let me go here. And a lot of people be like, I'm not watching that. I'm not into soccer. I could care less, and I know those are the people. There are plenty of those people out there, TJ, but let me tell you. You've been ignoring it long enough. You're acting like it doesn't matter in the grand scheme of things. Yes, soccer is huge internationally and outside of the United States. And people don't believe that our traditional sports will ever take a back seat. Since I was a kid, TJ, okay? I always heard soccer's going to be the next big thing. Blah, blah, blah. It's going to be bigger than everything else in the United States. People are going to be into soccer because it's huge all over the world. And that never really happened. But I'm here to tell you that it won't be long, TJ, and I'm going to give it 25 years, that soccer and baseball will overthrow the NFL and become the biggest things in this country. And I'm going to give you the reasons why. It's not some hate on the NFL. The NFL's great. It's Sunday. It's once a week. It's perfectly put together. But here's what I think most people aren't thinking about. In this country, as it turns, TJ, more and more Hispanic, and it is, they will be the majority in this country. And it ain't 200 years from now, okay? It just isn't. Look at the statistics. Look at the predictions. And when you talk about Hispanic people, not that they don't love football and they don't love any other sports, TJ, crazy about soccer, crazy about baseball. Am I off on this?
No, you're not. And if I would have an argument against that, would be this. Baseball, number one, it's an expensive sport to play. And so if you come from a low-income background, it's hard to play baseball growing up. It's expensive. A good bat is $400. You got to get lessons. And everybody is not going to have family members that play that can kind of teach you. And that's why it's hard. If you look at – there's not many low-income kids that play baseball. They try to put the Major League Academy in Compton. They have one out here in Orange County as well. But it's an expensive sport. You got to get a bat every year, $400, your cleats, the dues to play, the travel. That's where I'm not sure. Soccer, the same thing. If you get on a club team out here in soccer, you're paying $2,500 for the fall, $2,500 for the spring and summer. People can't afford that.
You know what? That's all fair.
That's the kicker at a younger age.
No, that's all fair. But I'm talking about, and you know this, here in Los Angeles, the Dodgers sell 4 million tickets. I don't know when the last time you were at a Dodger game.
I go quite often. Okay. I go to about 20 a year.
Okay, you know what I'm talking about. The Hispanic population and community, they love it. The Dodgers.
Yes, they love it.
And here's the other part why I think it will eventually, when it comes to soccer and baseball, here's the other things that will finally do it. A, more and more kids' parents aren't letting them play football. We haven't seen the effect of it yet as far as better athletes and great athletes. And I'm not saying, TJ, nobody's going to play it. But we'll eventually see a decline in the talent because some parents will just say, we don't want you to play football because we know more about CTE and the other issues.
It's a great point.
Okay. Gambling. Baseball is going to surpass when gambling becomes a national thing and every state has it, TJ. There are more baseball games to gamble on, which will be a bonanza for baseball as far as financially. And the game is slow enough that I can bet on every pitch, if a guy hits a home run, if a guy walks. Do you know what I mean? Not just the game. Football, you only have 17 games or 17 weeks. So there's the other part of it. And when I look at a city like Los Angeles, and I remember when the Lakers and the Dodgers both won the World Series. I mean, won the championship. Dodgers won the World Series. You remember TJ 2020. Mm-hmm. And the Lakers won. Who had the higher TV ratings in Los Angeles? It was the Los Angeles Dodgers. And all I'm saying is when you add up all of these things, I'm not talking about next week, TJ. 25 years from now, they'll replay this tape. Because I see which way it's going. So you ignore soccer all you want. It will be a dominant, probably number one or 1A, and baseball will be 1 or 1B. And those two sports in the next 25 years will be the sports that most are the most popular in the country.
So soccer will have to, number one, in the United States, they're going to have to increase their pay. These parents aren't going to push their kids into soccer if in the United States they make far less than baseball, basketball, football, so forth and so on. In Europe, it's great. But in the United States, the pay isn't – it's no comparison. So if they want it to be as big as it is in Europe, they're going to have to pay like they pay in Europe. If that's the case, it will never get on par with football if the pay does not increase. And I got a pretty good example. So my best friend, I've been knowing this dude since we were kids. His son right now is a stud in baseball. Just had his little nationals this past couple weeks ago. He had like 9 home runs in like 6 games.
Wow.
9 home runs. Big. He's tall. He's fast. Really good in football. Really good in basketball. But he loves baseball. And what you just said, his dad, we played college football together. And he's like, I don't know if I want my son to play for. I'm like, well, you better figure it out. He's 11 now. He's 11. He's 5'10".
Right.
Like, you better figure it out now. And he's leaning towards baseball. Whereas my son, who right now seems to be a pretty good athlete, but he's not 11. He's only 9.
Right.
And he enjoys baseball, but football is his favorite sport. And we've never played tackle. We just played flag. And so there's ways to not play football at an early age to where you, quote unquote, could possibly damage yourself if you play flag. Flag football is getting more and more popular, and that's a resource that people can go to play and not just play tackle right away. But soccer, the soccer part of it, you have a point. But if they do not start paying
right
more money, soccer is not even part of the equation. And just look at baseball. You're really not a free agent unless you're a Bryce Harper or Trout.
Right.
You're not a free agent until you're 29, 30 years old.
But we're going to see Shohei get about $600 million.
Hey, but how many how many Shoheis are in this world?
No, there aren't that many.
Just one. No, they're not. There's only one. There's only one.
That's fair. All right. So, let's do this. I can't wait to hear from people. You think I'm crazy or whatever, or is it fair to say that soccer and baseball will become America's most popular sport in the next 25 years? I've laid out a case. TJ can't even argue hard against me, right? I mean, my case is solid. But maybe you don't agree with me. Maybe you just think that soccer will never catch on. But a lot of it has to do with the population. Let's have a conversation about it, and we'll continue it next. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh, in for Chris Broussard. Stick and stay.
If you're a Mexican in the U.S. of A.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It's a funky flashback Friday here on The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. Rob Parker, TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Irish Spring. The fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds are just the reset you need to own the day. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at a local retailer today, 877-99 on Fox. For you laymen, that's 877-996-6369. We're talking about the big night in soccer. The women's national team is playing. TJ can't wait to see that, but Messi is making his debut in Miami. People are, who love soccer in this country are going crazy over that. And I just got a real simple, I'm telling you, as this country turns more Hispanic, I believe that soccer and baseball will be the two biggest sports in this country. Agree, disagree, and why? 877-99 on Fox. And TJ, I know people want to chime in on this one.
Let's go to Zach in Phoenix. Zach, you're on the Odd Couple. What you got?
TJ, Rob, hope y'all doing good today, man.
Absolutely.
Pretty good, my man. How are you?
I'm good, but TJ, I want to say this for you first. You and Chad wanted me, I wanted to go to Oregon State so bad. Dennis Harrison gave me a verbal offer, but went to the Niners and reneged that offer from me at Oregon State. So I'm pissed off about that. However, Rob, I do agree with you from a sports standpoint, but we have to remember we have 72 million Americans that voted for the other president, and those folks are demonizing these immigrants coming across the border. So if they get their way, I don't see how soccer or baseball is going to overtake football and basketball.
Because it's not. But you got it all. It's not about immigrants. It's not about immigrants. When they do the estimation of what the population will be in this country, it's not based off of immigrants. It's based off of people already here. So it's based off of people already here. It's not about immigrants. I'm just telling you, this country's getting browner and browner by the day.
So I agree with you wholeheartedly, but they're taking books away from kids that are given the minority story in this country. And if they, I just still think that they're going to give in to letting, say, that brown grow in this country.
You can't stop it. I hear what you, but you can't. TJ, you understand what I'm talking about, right? We're talking about population trends.
Yes, it's very, have a great point. It's just that these sports, I'm with the youth every day. I was on the field with the youth earlier today. These sports are expensive, Rob. Football isn't as expensive as these other sports, and that's where it can throw a monkey wrench in what you're saying, because these are expensive sports that you're speaking upon. Unless things are funded and people are scholarshiped or things of that nature, it's going to be tough.
I got it, but I'm talking about the general public watching and consuming.
Yes, but when it comes time to play – and they're told the cost, it's going to be, I don't know if we can play this.
All right, 877-99 on Fox.
So we got Kevin in Texas. You're on the Odd Couple. Kevin, what you got?
What's going on, fellas? Hey, it's an honor to be with you guys. Pantene Man and Ron.
Thank you, thank you.
The old Tawny hater. But I appreciate you, bro. I like your honesty, brother. Look, man, real quick. Hear me out, man. All right, I live in South Texas, brother. So we're predominantly Mexican-American around here, man. It's not straight up just Mexican, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you should see the soccer complexes. You should see the baseball arenas. Yes, it's still Texas. It's high school football. It's always going to be there. But the parents are starting to realize, look, man, it's genetics, brother. The biggest guy on some of these teams,
yep.
You know, the biggest they get is about 6 feet tall, man. I mean, I'm from Austin, Texas. So I played with big boys, you know what I mean? And believe me, I got brothers from all colors, man. And I can tell you straight up, we're not going to grow that big. So the parents are making the decision, you know what? Soccer, they're quick on their feet. They're light. You know, they're smaller. The baseball, hey, they got lower body strength. Hey, let's go. So they put them in these sports, you know, because they know that, one, they're small. Once these schools go and compete, you know, higher up state to the state championships, they just not cutting, man. So these parents, they're being smart with their money, and you should see these soccer conferences around here, man.
I already know.
It's a madhouse.
No, I already know, and we appreciate that input. Thank you. Can we squeeze one more in? Robert in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, Rob G? I mean, Rob and TJ. How y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm blessed, man. I can't complain. I want to say real quick, yeah, I definitely disagree with you, and I'm a big baseball fan. Actually, growing up, I was a Gary Sheffield fan. And just a quick story, I used to swing my bat up in the air in the middle school, and my coach used to always say, hey, why are you swinging your bat back and forth like that? And I never told him, but it was because I wanted to hit just like Gary Sheffield.
Right, right, the wag that he had. I loved his wag, yep.
Exactly, but I disagree on the point of it just being that because the route that it takes to get to the major as far as baseball, you have to go through the AA and a AAA, and then you do it all the time in college baseball. It's just kids don't want to wait that long. They barely want to wait in basketball for 1 year of college basketball to college football. So I just don't see it with baseball. But, you know, with soccer, I agree, but just not with baseball.
Okay. Appreciate that. Thanks, Robert. Yeah, someone just sent me Rob G. Real quick, I know we're gonna get to an update. Am I off on Los Angeles? You're from here.
I don't think that you're off with the projection. I just think that that's a very, very steep hill to climb. I could see it being closer, much closer, but the NFL is miles ahead of every sport in this country. So I don't know if 25 years would be enough time for them to catch up that much, if that
and
makes
someone
sense.
Gave me an estimate. Okay, someone gave me an estimate. They said that the Hispanic population community becomes majority in 2045. That's what the projections are. That ain't even 25 years, is it? Wow, crazy. All right, there we go. That was my take. Put it out there. I'm sure there are other people who probably want to chime in either way. But now let's get you caught up with Mr. Steve DeSager. We're going to get to the Lions and why I'm still not buying into them next.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Rob Parker and TJ Houshmandzadeh in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also sponsored by Discover. At the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you earned doubled. Seriously, see terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. TJ, training camps are about to open up for some teams, and football is right around the corner. I think a couple teams have actually, right, almost, the 25th? So a couple days from now. And, you know, all the hype, all the money in Vegas is going on to the Detroit Lions. TJ, not just to win the North, and I would say by default, but to come out of the NFC, I'm not buying it. As you know, I covered the Detroit Lions for about 20 years, home and road, and I've seen the act, and every time people say that this is it and they're going to turn mountains over and do these things, I'm just not there. I'm going to pick the Minnesota Vikings to win the division, and I'm not picking the Lions to win the NFC. Where are you on the Lions and all the hype?
Well, just so you know, Rob, last season, Plexico and LeVar. So, oh, the Lions suck, this and that. I said, I bet the Lions don't finish last in the division. They bet me. And I still have yet to see my Jordans for the bet that I won, but I digress.
What? Now, yeah, now
they have yet to pay up. They have.
But you should get on Plexico because you know when he beat me, the bet did not pay him.
We gonna play this for Plexico and LeVar tomorrow. Both of them owe me some off whites, and I have yet.
Why don't they pay you? I mean, don't make a bet. When I lost to Plaxico, I paid up. And you know he told you, didn't he?
He has yet to pay up, and so we're going to play this tomorrow. But I will say this. It's not hype, Rob. The Lions are a good football team. Am I buying into the hype? I guess I bought into the hype last year. I just felt like they really believe in Dan Campbell. And you can believe all you want. You got to have the horses. And the horses they have – Jared Goff surprised a lot of people. Defensively, they're strong when they need to be. They're a bend but don't break defense. It sucks that Jameson Williams, which would have been their deep threat this year, is going to miss the first six games of the season. But I really like the Lions. When you look at the Minnesota Vikings, they won a ton of close games, a ton. Now, history – can you do this 2 years in a row? Can you do it 2 years? The Bears – will Justin Fields take that jump? You assume, but we don't know. The Green Bay Packers, they lose Aaron Rodgers. So there is a lot of unknown in that division. Dalvin Cook is not – he's been pretty much the workhorse in Minnesota. So now,
yeah, but they feel like their other running back, his name escapes me at this moment, but they think that he's going to – that's why they let Dalvin Cook go, that he can do the job.
And this is what happens, right? When you start, we got somebody in the wings that can play. We got a guy that can play, you know, the running back. He's going to be good. And then what happens when he's played – you're talking Madison. He's played a ton of games and not saying he can't play. He's not Dalvin Cook.
No. But I'm just saying that's what they that's what they're saying. That's all. I'm not saying he's better. I think it's a shame that Dalvin Cook – doesn't have a job. It's ridiculous. But TJ, here, let me give you my anti-Lions, okay? Last year, they just needed to win one game that was really important when they went to a bad Carolina team. You remember that game?
Yes. But
when they gave up 350, whatever it was, on the ground. I mean, like it was an embarrassment.
100%.
There were games last year with Dan Campbell. You could like all his bravado and his all that other stuff and how he talks. I get he played there as a former player. I love all that. There were games where their own radio announcers were like, Dan, can you call timeout? Like coaching mistakes. Hey, Dan, can you call timeout? What are you doing? This is the home radio, not the other team. Home radio where he made mistakes, where he went for it on his own end. You remember they lost like six of their first seven, and then everybody's enamored because they won eight of their last 10. Here's the issue. There's a difference between nobody taking you seriously and not thinking you're good, and then you come in winners of 8 out of 10, and people are going to be serious about you. It's can you repeat what you did last year when the season was over? At 1-6, the season becomes over. There's no pressure. Just go out and play. Nobody expects you to win.
From the Fox Sports.
There's a big difference, TJ, when people expect you to win compared to when they don't.
And there are steps in this. In
Am I
all
wrong
sports.
On that about
no.
playing?
People can expect you to win. Like, I think a lot of people expect you to win. And so you put pressure on yourself. I'm going to just tell you this, man. When you're in that locker room and you're game planning during the week and you're in the locker room Sunday or Monday prior to the game, we thinking about, man, they think we're going to win. It's pressure for – man, you're just trying to go out there and execute the game plan. Now, the coaches may get a little tense or get a little tight because you're expected to win. But you speak of them not being able to win that game. There are steps and there's progression that you must make as a team. Very rarely do we see a team just go from nothing and, oh, they get there. There's steps you must take. And so they were taking those steps. And now I believe the Lions, the backup quarterback that they have, the rookie they drafted, Hendon Hooker, I love him. He was very accurate in college. He's going to come in the NFL and do the same thing. And so they are drafting guys and they're developing guys to where they can – this is sustainable. And, again, I was on the Lions last year before everybody was. And
you had them making the playoffs last year?
No. I did not have them making the playoffs. Okay. I just thought I thought they would play better than they had played in years past. That's all. I'm not going to sit up here and say they were a playoff team. That would be a lie. I did not think that. But okay. I felt they would play better. And I believe they're going to be better this year. And when you look at the division, it's perfectly right for them to take that jump. Not because they're just this great team and they're just so much better. That division has taken a step back. And they've also taken a step forward. Just experience.
Okay, let me ask you this. That's fair. That's all fair on paper. If they don't, they've never won the NFC North. If they don't win the division this year, just say that they play and they don't win. What would that say to you about Dan Campbell and about the Lions? If they don't, it's set up for them to win. If they don't win, this team has one playoff win since 1957. They've never won the division since they went from the NFC Central to the NFC North. You remember when Tampa Bay used to be in their division, TJ? I know you're not as old as I am.
Yeah, I do remember.
You remember that? But if they don't win the division, what will that say to you?
So training camp, everybody is pretty much kicking off training camp this week or early next week, every team. And also, number one, you got to stay healthy. That's an unknown. But when you look at that division, I'm putting them right there with the Minnesota Vikings. I'm not down on the Green Bay Packers. A lot of people are. I think Jordan Love can play. I think he's going to surprise some people. But it's going to be different. You don't have 12 under center. That's going to be different, that leadership, just that confidence that you know however the game's going, we have 12 back. That's going to be different. But if you ask me who would win that division, I got the Detroit Lions neck and neck with the Minnesota Vikings. I really do.
All right. We appreciate that. Thank you, TJ. We got more coming up. We're going to actually talk about a couple things. Even the Angels beat writer, are you ready for this, TJ? Thinks that they should trade Ohtani, and a lot of people are saying, no, you can't do it. We'll get into that, plus Shekel City, that and much more next on The Odd Couple, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
For American Hot Take.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker, weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific, on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notified, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on! It is the Odd Couple on a Funky Flashback Friday. Rob Parker along with TJ Houshmandzada in for Chris Broussard. We're coming to you live from the TireRack.com studios. The Odd Couple is also brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save. All right, TJ, time now for a little Shekel City.
Shekel City, baby.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, here we go. Little Shekel City got baseball game on this Friday night. Pittsburgh is in Anaheim to take on the Angels. I got the Angels minus 1.5 runs. That is my best bet of the night. The Jays are up in Seattle taking on the Mariners. I'm taking the Jays plus 1.5 runs. And here's a nice one. The Astros minus 1.5 runs in Oakland. So I have the Angels minus 1.5 runs, the Jays plus 1.5 runs, and the Astros minus 1.5 runs. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on. And
I love now, that TJ, line. That's a classic line. I love that.
Am I right, though? Right?
I love it. I love it.
I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just letting you know. All right, but TJ, so Shohei Ohtani, you talked about earlier. You know, we've never seen a guy like this hitting, pitching at a high level on both things. Nobody's done that since Babe Ruth in the 20s. But anyway, Rob G., there was a column written by one of the beat writers from The Athletic. What is his name? Blum, right?
That's right. Sam Blum from The Athletic covers the Angels. He was actually on the Inside the Parker podcast a couple of weeks ago. And he wrote a column that came out earlier on Friday suggesting that not only should the Angels trade Shohei Ohtani, but if they're going to trade him, rather than try to get a treasure trove of assets and prospects, use it as a way to salary dump Anthony Rendon and Mike Trout.
Where are you, TJ? I mean, if you're going to – I think they should trade Ohtani, okay? But I guess the bigger question for you is just should they just scrap the whole thing? You know, like use – you can have Ohtani, but you got to take Trout's contract and get from underneath it. Trout has been hurt a lot the last couple of years. Before he got hurt this year, TJ, his numbers were way down. Not the usual Trout who was always in the conversation for AL MVP. Where are you if you're the Angels?
Listen, I'm trading Shohei for sure. He's good as gone.
You have to, right? You can't let him walk.
You can't just let him go for nothing. So you must trade him. But this is the thing. If I'm a team that's trying to get Shohei, man, ain't no way I'm taking on Rendon and Trout's contract. Ain't no way. Because you know what I'm going to say? I'll just wait for a few months. Because there's only a few. The Dodgers.
Yankees.
The Giants. The Yankees. That Shohei may want to play with long term,
right,
from what's been reported. If I'm one of those teams, there's no way I'm taking those contracts. Hey, I'll just wait till the offseason then.
Right.
I'll just wait till they're not. That's not going to work. These dudes that run these teams, I don't know what kind of fantasy land they're living in.
No, no, that you're right, TJ. You're spot on. Ain't no way you're going to coerce me. Rendon's been hurt almost from day one he got to
him. Hey, I'm going to hit him with another Rob Parker. No way, no how.
It ain't happening. I'm with you. It's like, I'll just wait. If you want to play that game, go ahead. Let him stay there all year. He walks on you, you get nothing. And then you look foolish because I love what the Washington Nationals did with Juan Soto. I mean, TJ, they offered him $440 million, okay? Almost $500 million.
Hey, Rob, was that a mistake for him to turn that down?
Yes, it was a mistake.
I think so as well. That's why
TJ, how could you turn that down? Are you crazy?
I thought it was a mistake when that was reported. I really did.
And you know what? When he turned that down, what did the Nationals do? They traded him the next day. You know, like, okay. And I would go to Shohei and say, here's $600 million. What are you going to do? He said, I'm not interested in signing now. Okay, get on the phone. Who's got the best offer?
Yeah, I don't know what the Angels are doing and what's the holdup. Like, he's not re-signing with you. Just trade him. Like, it is what it is.
Like, the owner supposedly doesn't want to go down in history as trading the guy.
Oh, but so you want to go down in history as letting him go for nothing.
I agree.
Go ahead.
Makes no sense. All right, coming up in hour number two, we're going to talk football. Aaron Rodgers and the Jets, you know, all the buzz about Aaron Rodgers and what's happening. We'll get into that and the expectations for the Jetropolitans. That and much more. It is the Odd Couple right here, Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay!
America!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!